last night's Super Bowl may have been the most watched of all time. The Rams-Bengals battle was estimated to bring in a viewing audience of around 117 million. More than one in four U.S. homes watched last night. We can also tell you that that halftime show featuring Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and Eminem got a lot of praise from critics and everyday people commenting online. The music scored a 19% year-over-year increase in viewership. And for many years, it's been true. We don't just sit there and watch. We have our phones in our hands, checking social media and doing searches.
So what exactly were you searching for? Dimitri talked about it. It was Sadie Thoma. She is the director of U.S. Creative Partnerships at Google, and she says the top Googled player was not even from the winning team.
As it relates to the players in particular, top player that was searched was Joe Burrow, quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. Second was Odell Beckham Jr. He's on the Rams. He scored the first touchdown. He also had an injury, which I think people were searching related to, is he going to, you know, finish out the game? And the third most searched player was Matthew Stafford, who is the quarterback for the Rams. There's people noticing things and chatting and looking to search and look it up. So, you know, how tall some of the halftime performers were, what their ages were. People are also asking, why do football coaches cover their mouths when they're giving plays out? So there's a lot of interest and intrigue, depending on how much of a fan you are or just how much of a, you know, a curious person you are to dig in more. And everyone's watching with their phones, so they're going to take their phones out and get the answer as quickly as they can.
People still talking about that halftime show. It brought a lot of hip-hop heat. Do Google results show people loved it?
Overall, I've heard a lot of positive sentiment about that halftime show. I thought it was fantastic. Such a great lineup. We saw that the most searched performer of that group was Mary J. Blige. If we look state by state across the U.S., she was the most searched for. People also did search to find out what her age was. There was also searches related to who sings It's Your Birthday, because that was sort of a surprise song and a surprise showing by 50 Cent, who wasn't announced beforehand. And so people were searching about that.
All right, let's turn to the commercials. Which ad or ads did people like the most?
I'll tell you about the top three. The number one viewed ad on game day was from Amazon. It was called Mind Reader, and it featured Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost. They are a couple, and it was essentially a day in the life of their goings-ons as if Alexa could read their minds. And there was a lot of funny situations that happened throughout their day. That was really well done. Number two is T-Mobile with Duet for Home Internet. That featured Zach Braff and Donald Faison from Scrubs. It was a fun little song. And the third was Hyundai, History of Evolution, featuring Jason Bateman. It was all about innovation over the years that led to their electric vehicle, the Ioniq 5.
And just in case you're curious, Mary J. Blige is 51. That is Sadie Thoma from Google.